This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Let me just get this all ready on Facebook Live. Woohoo! 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So after the Supreme Court passed a bunch of their rulings, many of them have caused a lot of divide, a lot of controversy, one such which was ending affirmative action in the college admission process. Even though the Supreme Court said colleges should be diverse, they just can't base an admission solely on the color of someone's skin and race. An argument had then followed going, then why are, shall we say, colleges using legacy to bypass a very neutral, objective application process? And I've always found legacy to be interesting. I've never gone to Ivy League. I never could afford to go to Ivy League. I was the first person in my family to go to college. So, and again, I had to get a scholarship for academics, and I had to work, and it was, so I never even thought Ivy League was even in my reach. And one of the reasons why is I thought, not that I didn't have the grades, because I had a 4.5 GPA, I had a 1450 SAT. I just thought that it was for certain people. And so the junior or the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth generation would be Harvard, that there was some sort of a bloodline to it. And so I've really been far removed from any of that because I'm not back east. I'm in the West. Us Westerners have a little bit more, you know, kind of relaxed attitude about things. It's not, oh, where did you go to college? Oh, where did you school? Where did you study? Yeah, schools are important, but hell yeah, I went to a state school and I kicked butt and I'm so proud of being a rebel. UNLV, UNR Wolfpack, did some training my last year at UCLA. Very happy I trained on the West Coast. I think it's just as good as any East Coast education. But apparently there's some system that exists among East Coast schools, and that can include legacy. Well, if your grandfather went here, your great-grandfather, your great-great-grandfather, your uncle, your father, you're going to get in. So now legacy is being challenged. And you know, we're trying to be a society where we're equal, where everybody gets a chance. And I've always found, one, that if you're solely basing somebody's worth on the color of their skin, you're going to get yourself in trouble. That's wrong. But also, if you're basing it on their bloodline or on their family name, I don't want to think that anybody related to, let's say, Hunter Biden is going to be forever marred. If you're a Biden, you could have your own legacy, your own destiny. Why does it always have to be who was your father or forefather or mother or foremother? You know, it doesn't make sense. And so when somebody said, yeah, my kid's going to be able to go to that school because older sister's there, like, but your second child doesn't have the grades like older sister. Are they going to get in? Yeah, legacy. Well, why don't you put somebody in that spot that actually has the academics or has the need? Some of these legacy people don't even want to go there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. CNN is reporting that there's a lawsuit filed by the Lawyers for Civil Rights Group on behalf of the Chica Project, the African Community Economic Development New England, and the Greater Boston Latino Network, alleging that students who receive the preferential treatment of Legacy are overwhelmingly white and make up as much as 15% of admitted students. They say the preferential treatment has nothing to do with an applicant's merit. Instead, it is unfair and unearned benefit that is conferred solely based on the family that the applicant is born to. They're not wrong. I mean, if we are trying to be equal and giving everybody a fair chance and not cherry-picking based on somebody's religion, based on their color, based on their gender, based on sexual orientation, based on their family name, we gotta do it right. And so it'll be interesting what happens in the future with this. If you are a Biden or a Trump or an Obama or a Bush and you want to go to that school, do you have the grades? If not, you won't get in. I mean, do you have the whole package? And so it's something that I think a lot of us, you know, just took as, all right, well, I guess that's just for them. And again, I'm so far removed, I really don't care what happens at these Ivy Leagues. But now that, you know, people want us to pay the student loans off and they want taxpayers, now taxpayers are involved. So now taxpayers are all up in the whole college process business. They're like, okay, I'm not going to pay for student loans. If I am paying for student loans, I want this to happen, or I want it. Now everybody's giving their opinion. But they do have a point. We've been doing some things that have just not really made a lot of sense. And I think the schools are actually going to like this. I think it really burdens the school to have somebody who is the child of a donor and they don't want to tick off the donor, but they got to deal with the child, and the child just is a horrible student. It dilutes the degree. Honestly, I've never had the type of money to donate to a school or anything like that. So as far as I'm concerned, I would never even fathom. I'm sure if somebody gave millions of dollars to the school, they want to make sure that their kids can actually go to the school. But then they better make sure that their kids have the whole package. But if you have somebody that, you know, I'm just Legacy, no. Now, the only thing is once Legacy gets challenged, now it gets challenged in fraternities, sororities. You know, many people have used Legacy for a variety of things, even with work. So that would be interesting to see what happens from a legal basis. But I agree that if it comes to college admissions, you know, we got to be fair all the way around. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Jose asks, how long can a person be upside down? Can it be fatal? So I don't know if you guys saw this, but I think over the weekend there was a roller coaster that ended up getting stuck. This was in Wisconsin. And the riders were trapped in the upside down position for, I believe, 3 hours. According to NPR, the oscillating fireball ride was sliding down from its vertical loop at the Forest County Festival in Crandon, Wisconsin, but then it stopped unexpectedly because of a mechanical failure. This according to a joint press release from the local fire department and rescue squad. Emergency personnel were dispatched to the scene within 15 minutes, but they needed special equipment. ladder trucks, even from nearby towns. One truck with the capability of rising over 100 feet took approximately 45 minutes to arrive on scene. I'm a little concerned about that because if you are going to have any ride, any amusement park or fair should have all the equipment necessary. If anybody gets trapped, or that should be a given. So I'm surprised that that wasn't ready. They said off-duty firefighter with specialized rope rescue training happened to be at the festival at the time. He gave crew some advice, and he said, due to the release mechanism of safety equipment on individual cars, all individuals in a car need to be properly secured prior to release of the safety equipment. The complexity of the operation, they said, meant that the first of the passengers was not going to be back on solid ground until about 3 hours later. And it took another hour and 40 minutes after the first one. So the first one got down about 2 hours for everybody to get down, 3 hours and 40 minutes. And so they were trying to unstick. By the way, I don't know if you watched people very heroically try to help them. It was a little scary because you didn't want it to fall. You wanted the roller coaster to just continue on its track, but you didn't want it hanging upside down and falling. But when I saw that, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, somebody could die from being hung upside down. Has that happened before? Absolutely. In 2009, there was a Utah man that was stuck upside down in a cave. I believe he died. He was stuck about 28 hours. Now, how do people die? Well, one is you can lose a lot of blood flow to your other organs when you have the gravity. Now, your heart, your artery, will push the blood. But the gravity of your body will start to squish things. And the pressure on the brain, especially if you're older, if you're at risk for blood vessels tearing, can cause a stroke. Not to mention, if you're not moving around and you're stuck and there's a chance for blood to solidify, you could even not only have a bleeding stroke, hemorrhagic stroke, but also an ischemic stroke, a clot. You also have pressure on the lungs. When we sit upright, we're like, it's really nice. Take a big deep breath. If you're upside down, now you're starting to get pressures on those lungs. So some people die of asphyxiation. They can't expand their lungs. The heart as well. When the heart as well starts to get pressure on it, it could go into heart failure. It could get fluid inflammation, cause arrhythmia. Again, if you can't get the blood pressure going, because you're upside down, you just can't be upside down for a long period of time. Now, do we do inversions? Do we do inversion therapy? With yoga? There are some times when we will, the cartwheels, but for a long period of time, for you to be stuck, that could be dangerous. And in fact, there was, I think, a girl who was about to be rescued. Five of the passengers of the eight were kids. One of them told the rescuers to get the older man first because he had been visibly struggling and appeared to have passed out at one point. Now, I think everybody was offered treatment. One patient did have to go to a nearby hospital, and I wonder if that was the older gentleman. Still don't know why the mechanical failure happened. It's a 325-foot-tall roller coaster in North Carolina. And so now it's closed for repairs. That's a different one. I don't know if you guys heard about this. There's a North Carolina roller coaster that had a visible crack. And people, I believe, standing in line or watching the roller coaster noticed that as the roller coaster did the loop-the-loop or went along it, it would pull on that and you could see the metal separate. And it's horrifying to watch. It has now it's under repairs. But interestingly, Insider is reporting that a man who tried to warn the amusement park about the huge crack in the right support beam said staff were nonchalant and had no urgency to fix it. He told CNN, "I felt there was no urgency in any of the employees." Now, it was shut down as of Friday to conduct a thorough inspection, but thank God somebody saw it, because that could have been a disaster that we would have heard about this weekend. This was the Carol Winds Amusement Park. He said, even after they had me airdrop the video, the guest services person walked off and he said, I'll send this to somebody. And they just turned around and walked off nonchalant. Now, I don't know what the plan or the protocol is, but if there's a safety issue, I would immediately go to the ride and say, can we temporarily stop the ride? I'm going to get a manager and we're going to talk about this. And tell everybody, look, guys, just for a few minutes, I can't tell you how many times I've been at Disneyland, stand in line, all of a sudden the ride closes. But maybe there's some sort of protocol where it has to be from a certain level on up. And that drives me crazy, where there's this chain of command. And sometimes you have people that might not be on the highest levels of the chain of command that need to make a decision. But apparently that person was, or I'll go get somebody. Local news station WCNC reported that Carol Winds temporarily shut down its flagship roller coaster on Friday. Carol Winds told WCNC that they shut the ride down after park personnel became aware of the crack at the top of the steel support pillar. Now, maybe they did act within a few minutes. Maybe this is just hearsay. But my concern is, why wasn't this seen before? Why isn't there a daily inspection before any human being goes on it? Or pet. Not that we put pets on our roller coasters. So now the park's maintenance team has conducted a thorough inspection. Ride's going to remain closed. But, you know, this is in Stockholm. I don't know if you heard about this. June 25th, there was a roller coaster in Stockholm that partially derailed. It killed a person and injured nine. Now the Swedish government is launching an investigation. So amusement park tragedies are rare, but they should never happen. And there are processes that should be followed and very easily followed that could allow the people to feel like they're safe. And when you see something like this, you know, we're going to be talking about later this month a lot of individuals who have been hiking. Apparently we had a couple bad, very deadly family trips that happened where people were hiking and fell down the mountain. Now, I love hiking. There's a mountain. I want to climb it. I love climbing mountains. I love doing trails. I just think it's some of the best exercise. But I am very aware and appreciate the fact how dangerous some of these things are. And I was at Six Flags, if we're going back to roller coasters. And Six Flags has some rides. I don't want to name the particular ones because I don't remember. Where you are upside down, just waiting for the ride to start. And you are hundreds of feet above the ground. And you're swinging around and I don't think I'm ever going to go on those again, because why am I putting myself into a position? You know, just like the Titan sub. And I understand, you know, you only live once, so there's a lot of joy to life, but I just don't want to be, you know, on something that is going to be my death. I guess I'm now starting to be less risky, and maybe that's a sign of me starting to, you know, age and be middle-aged, but I can't believe some of the roller coasters I put myself on. Now, I did that because my kids were going. And my kids want, and I'm like, I'm not going to leave my kids alone. I'm going to be up there, so if God forbid anything happens, I can at least catch them. Yeah, like you really could do that while you're being flipped around. But I think I'm done with roller coasters for a while. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. 9 people were shot and wounded early today at a 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C., just the latest in a rash of mass shootings that left more than a dozen people dead, 50 others wounded in shootings over the past 3 days. Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino defending Elon Musk's decision to limit the number of tweets users can see. She tweeted yesterday, "When you have a mission like Twitter, you need to make big moves to keep strengthening the platform." Severe weather threatening the central U.S. from Illinois to Colorado. Forecasters say severe storms are likely today from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock, west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Heat alerts posted throughout Florida and the desert southwest. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolia Show. So, you've heard of bare minimum Mondays. Bare minimum Mondays had been a trend that we've been hearing about over the last few months where people work as little as possible on Mondays. Now, some of you that are catching up are like, wait a second. I know people are starting to wind down on Fridays, and we're slowly seeing the morphology of a 4-day work week where people might not come in on Fridays or only do a half day on Fridays. We're already, that's 2022. We are now looking at people not coming in on Mondays. And the 5-day work week is exponentially turning into a 3-day work week before our eyes. And this is something that I don't know if it's going to be sustainable. There's a bare minimum Monday. There's also, I think there's now a Tuesday little, try less Tuesday. These are you know, themes that people have. They're doing it to help stave off the Sunday scaries, where people on Sunday are freaked out because they have to go to work the next day. I mean, it's a real thing from a psychological standpoint, but I don't know how it's going to keep an economy strong and keep businesses open. So if you don't think that, you know, we're going to be going to a 3-day work week, keep your eyes open. That's where we're going right now. And very interestingly, there was a poll that was done by Insider. Now, this isn't overly scientific, but this poll asked people if they wanted to be in the office Mondays, Fridays, or neither. And I think they asked about 16,000 people. Let me see here. Over 16,000 people responded. This is an ongoing poll. And less than half of the respondents said they're not going in Mondays or Fridays, if they had a choice. They'd skip both Monday and Friday. 29% said they'd choose Monday or Friday. Only 22% said they would go in on both days, given the choice. So this is, do we now have to give employees the choice of Monday or Friday, or give them the thing is once you give people off Mondays, everybody's going to want that. And I'm a little mixed. I think work-life balance, paramount. I have seen patients where their anxiety on a Sunday is rising because Monday is just coming around the corner, so they have to wake up early, they can't go to bed late, they can't really do a lot because they got to get ready for the day, and their Sundays are ruined. Now see, that's what football's for. I love Sundays because I can watch football all day. I love my Sundays. But I get there's that anxiety of, I got to get up early. Monday's a big day. And I grew up where Mondays were some of the busiest days. In medicine, it could be any day. The weekend were busy. When I waited tables, Friday and Saturday were busy days. But see, what's fascinating to me is I loved busy, especially when I was waiting tables, because I made more money. You made more tips. I know a lot of individuals who love their Fridays and Saturdays, or any day that has high tourism. Mondays are a big day for 3-day weekends, lots of tourism. So if you're in the tourism side of things, you're kind of liking it because you make the tips. There's more money. But for people working at an office, making salary, making the same money, why go in on a Monday? And the Monday anxiety that people have is now prompting people to make it not exist. But as I've said before, if Monday doesn't exist, then that stress is going to be on Tuesday. Or if you get rid of Fridays, now Thursday is your Friday. So if people are winding down and they're not really working on a Friday and they're already kind of checking out, once Friday becomes an established weekend day, now it's Thursday. And I don't know if we have enough, let's say, businesses that can support other businesses only being open Tuesday, Wednesday, and a half day on Thursday as people are winding down. Working 2.5 to 3 days a week might be a phenomenal gift, especially for those of us that's worked 100-hour weeks ever since they could. But who's in the pharmacies? Who's in the hospitals? Who's working the power company? Now they say, well, what you'll do is you'll straddle everybody. So if somebody can't get their Monday off, they'll work 3 days. If you have enough staff to do that, but we barely have enough staff to staff current hospitals and 24/7 places as it is. Very interesting how a lot of places used to be 24/7 aren't anymore. I'm trying to call in prescriptions for patients. And I go, where's your pharmacy? And they tell me where the pharmacy is. I go, oh, great. That's 24/7. You'll be able to pick it up in an hour. They go, no, it's not. I go, what are you talking about? It hasn't been 24/7 since COVID. I'm like, really? No, They never open back up 24/7 because they don't have staff. If you don't have staff that want to work graveyard, if you don't want, and I got to tell you, I understand there's health issues and sleeping issues. I like working those off times. If somebody told me nobody was going to be in the office, I would love to be in the office on Friday. I get more done. Less drama. I could dress casual. Holidays. I loved coming in on holidays because you were almost a hero that you were there working when other people couldn't. But the problem is we cannot be a society that's only open 3 days a week. Now, salons and nails and all that, nails, hair, in the beauty industry and the cosmetology industry, very common for people to be off on Mondays. But not everybody is off on Mondays. Somebody has to be open. So some of these people can be off on Mondays. So Mondays is usually a big day in the cosmetology world for places to close down. It's kind of understood, but they're still open the other days of the week. The issue we have, and I live in Las Vegas, so I learned very early on the value of these companies being around for those of us that have to work 24/7 or work shifts of all times, is if you're going to have somebody who's a physician or a nurse or a respiratory tech or a hospital custodian, and they have to be there on those Mondays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, you need to have places for them to get gas, for them to charge up, for them to get food. You need to make sure they have power. There always has to be somebody working. And who gets to take the Mondays off and who doesn't? And that's going to be a problem. And if these companies are making enough money where they could be closed, then great. But I just don't see it working in the long term. And what I really worry about is the longer we go where the average American worker is used to only working a couple days a week, how are we going to get people to come back? How are we going to get them to be firefighters or first responders or in the military? How are we going to get people to come back? It's not very feasible and realistic to only work a couple days a week. You want your news 7 days a week. There has to be somebody working. Now, they might not necessarily be working all 7 days, but you have to have somebody working. And for that person to work, they're going to need public transit. They might need a cab. They might need an Uber. So when everybody says, but I need to be off on Monday because that's when everybody else is off, we're going to have two sets of populations. And in Vegas, Sunday's still a very vibrant day. Saturdays are a vibrant day. So we have places and always convenience stores, grocery stores. I just don't know if the U.S. is ready to be closed on Mondays. But that's what the workers want. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this weekend that we just had was not without its tragedy. There is a 24-year-old man that is currently lost. He went missing in Yosemite Park on Sunday. He's from San Diego. And apparently he wanted to drink water, I think, from the rapids. And I believe he lost his footing and has been swept away. There's a recovery mission currently underway for Hayden Klemenok. He's 24 years old. And I believe this happened in the Chilnuana Falls Creek. He works as a financial analyst. And I believe his friends tried to help him, but it was he was carried away by the river. Family is obviously cautiously optimistic, but many people feel that that could, they're going to find him dead. The creeks are pretty rugged, and it's, I think, an 8-mile long hike, elevation of 2,400 feet, and he was just swept away. You know, I mean, I've hiked and I've seen rivers and I've jumped on rocks to get across a river. I don't think we appreciate the fact, or we appreciate how these riverbeds and rivers can really take people down. Now, I was very naive as a kid, and I would watch these movies where there would be a river, and I don't know if it was a Western or something my father would be watching, and they would stop. And I'm like, go across the river. Take the horse and go across the river. My father's like, no, they can't do it. They can't do it. Too deep. I go, what do you mean too deep? They're on a horse. And as long as the horse can breathe, they can do it. Nope. I'm like, I don't understand that. It's still water. Even still, unfortunately, can be deadly. So we'll keep you posted. I hope they find him. Sadly, we have a hiker who died. A 40-year-old slipped and plummeted down the side of a mountain in front of his wife and 5 children near Oregon's Multnomah Falls. This is according to ABC News. This happened at 2 p.m. on Saturday, about a 0.5 mile from the Benson Bridge. This is a footbridge near Oregon's tallest waterfall. Mom, dad, 5 kids were all enjoying the beautiful day. Sadly, this happened, according to John Plock, a spokesperson for the sheriff's office. The father slipped and fell down the side of an embankment. He fell 100 to 150 feet. Now, a 62-year-old woman had died in that exact same area last year. She suffered a fatal head injury. And I mean, these are beautiful views. I want people to enjoy the nature, but man. Yeah, people say, well, why aren't there rails? And, you know, to hike, look how hard it is to build a wall on the U.S. border. There are miles upon miles and miles and miles of trails. And then there are trails off the trails. I climbed this mountain. We have a Lone Mountain. We call it Lone Mountain, like Lone Ranger in Vegas. It's there's even a street named after it. It's a beautiful mountain that sits there. Homes could look at it. We hiked it. And it was my first time. And there was a very steep technical trail. We were there early, so there was nobody else around, so I figured that was the trail. And it was technical. I mean, we were climbing, it was rough, but we got there. Oh, yeah, if we had gone around the mountain, we would have seen that there were people that walked around the mountain to go up the easier side. But I gotta tell you, there were some times going down that mountain where you'd slip. You can't put railings, and it's too steep. These are mountains. That's what mountains do. And there's slides to it, and there's loose rock. So you really have to, but I noticed that going up there, I'm like, I'm surprised there aren't more accidents, because there are some areas where there's just no, you're done for if you fall. But again, we had gone up the side that was the road less traveled. So, our prayers to the family for losing their loved one. We also, unfortunately, lost somebody to the heat. 57-year-old woman was found dead after hiking the Grand Canyon in 100-degree heat. According to People magazine, Grand Canyon Regional Communications Center received a report of a distressed day hiker in Tuip, a remote, hard-to-reach area in the Grand Canyon National Park. This was at 6:30 p.m. The NPS, National Park Service, added she had been attempting an 8-mile hike in the area, but she became overcome by heat, fell unconscious. A ranger responded to her. They found her, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, the temperatures were over 100 degrees on the day she sent the distress call. Temperature went as high as 114 near the area, but you know, temperatures can easily reach 120, even in the shade. And what's frustrating is many of us that hike, I don't consider myself an expert. I consider myself still very basic. I do it a lot, but I consider myself a basic hiker. There's people that just don't hike. Then they got people like me that I love to do it. I've done some, but I would never give myself any accolades on what I'm able to do. Many of these people that really hike the Grand Canyon or hike some of these are moderate to expert. And people say, now the experts would know better. Look at Kilimanjaro and look at these people run out of oxygen. Even the experts can find themselves. Look at what happened to Titan Sub. Expert explorers underwater and in a vessel that led to their death. But in May, a 36-year-old woman also died while hiking the Grand Canyon. She was trying to hike the Colorado River and back in a single day. She sent a distress call. She was pulseless when responders found her. So heat illness, we've talked about heat illness, heat exhaustion, heat stroke. Your body can only handle so much. It's endothermic, meaning it can regulate its own temperature, but it can only do that so much. And outside forces like outside heat, even in the shade, can still be too much. And if you don't have enough water, if you can't keep yourself cool, if you can't get out of the heat, you can unfortunately succumb. And I hate seeing stories like this because it is, the summers are getting hotter. For us, our summer started later. It really didn't get super hot till July 1, which was kind of nice for Southwest Nevada. You know, so we got to do some more hiking longer than we usually do. But many individuals there, they don't realize that when it does get hot, there's a lot of trails you might have been able to do that you can't do now. And a lot of people also don't realize their age. I notice for me that I am much less resilient than I used to be. I was looking at my family's graves when I was in Israel, and I was having trouble finding the Holon Cemetery is huge. You walk for miles. And it was very, very difficult for me to find some of my family members, but I did find the ones who were survivors and were able to escape from the concentration camps. And they were buried together because they were able to age and live into the 60s and 70s. But we almost had heat stroke. And I don't understand this. I've been to cemeteries before. I've been in the heat before. We've only been here for an hour, and it was bad. So you age, and maybe medications you take or new medical conditions you have. Just because you've done a hike, you've done it before, you did it back in 2014, so here you are in 2013, you're going to be fine. Realize it's a brand new experience every time. It could also be a different trail if they had to close things off for certain reasons. And everybody says, but it's nature, and we're getting exercise. And this is exactly what we should be doing, where we should be. We shouldn't be indoors. I get it. Wanting to exercise and climbing mountains is a much better lifestyle than sitting on a computer. But you still have to remember that safety, that there's only so much good intentions can do in terms of keeping you safe. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.